In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, I think in a way both sides are enjoying this, and maybe that's the worst part of this. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Biff, who is a government employee. Biff, I appreciate you calling in. Tell me what you don't have to be specific, but tell me what you do for the government. Hello, Biff.
Yeah, I...
Okay, go ahead.
It's Jeff.
Oh, okay, Jeff.
But yeah, I am a mechanical engineer for the Navy at Stennis Space Center.
Okay. But are you associated with the military? Are you in the military? So you get paid.
No, not in the military.
Okay.
I work for the Department of, War now, but the Department of Defense.
Okay. Are you not being paid right now?
Not being paid.
Okay. How does that feel?
But I mean, it stinks because bills don't stop. You get back pay, but life continues. But I'm exempt because I'm mission critical. But that means that I have to drive to Stennis Space Center every day. So you still use gas, money. You still use all the your resources. And you're still not getting paid, but you still have to show up to work and do your job, though you're not getting paid.
So as somebody who is directly affected by this, what's your perspective of the politics that's at play here?
Oh, both sides are at fault. I mean, I'm a Donald Trump supporter. I voted for him, but have my worries with him. You know, I don't agree with everything he's doing. But I just think both sides have been through four shutdowns now. Republicans and Democrats, both of them, they just play politics and they use this as pawns, and they still get paid. That's what the worst thing about it is.
Now, I agree with you. What are the conversations going on with you and your fellow workers who are not being paid during the shutdown?
It's kind of like demoralizing. You know, it's like, what do you, okay, I got to show up to work regular times, and then, you kind of don't want to do your job because, you know, you're not getting paid. You know, what's the incentive, really, you know?
But you're going to be paid in the end, but do you work paycheck to paycheck?
No. I mean, I got enough to pay the bills for a while. But but still, though, Donald Trump's shutdown in, 2018, 2019 was, 32 days or so. I mean, you don't work for a month and then... bills and everything continues to happen. You know, if your truck breaks down, that's dipping into your savings and whatnot.
Right.
But also, they've told us that we cannot go search for a job unless we get it approved by the government. So if you go get another job, let's just say as a waiter or a bartender real quick to make some extra cash, you can get in trouble for that because you did not get that approved by your agency.
Do you fear that your job is in jeopardy, that because of this layoff, this shutdown, that they might look for an opportunity to lay you off permanently?
There has been a little talks about that. From what I'm hearing, is a grade based system. So if we always have to do a two grade-based appraisal reviews type thing yearly. And so if you score poorly on that, basically if you're not doing your job and your supervisors know this and they grade you poorly, there's threats that, yeah, DOGE can come in and cut your job. Yeah.
So you feel free.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm good.
You feel secure.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, well, it's interesting to talk to a federal worker in this area who is directly impacted by this. And you know, the idea that you're going to get money down the road, I mean, that's comforting to some degree. But I understand, and you use the word demoralizing, I understand that it would feel demoralizing to go to work knowing that, you know, right now you're not getting a paycheck. And I'm sure there are people that you work with who are literally working paycheck to paycheck, and they're going to have a hard time paying their bills.
So I feel for the people that just got jobs this year that are, you know, getting paid, let's just say, $14 an hour or something, and they don't have a nest egg saved up. You know, we got a couple of people right out of college.
Right.
And, you know, they don't have a nest egg right now. So you're kind of screwing them over and everything. And it's just, I don't know. And this shutdown's different than the other one. So I've been, like I said, through now four shutdowns. Every other one, I've had to come to work, sign a piece of paper, then go home, and you just stay at home and basically wait till the government opens. There was so much, like, unknown about this. We didn't find out till late this afternoon exactly what the plan was. It was just very unorganized comparative to past furloughs.
Why do you think this time it was unorganized?
Oh, yeah, I have no idea. It's the government for you.
I feel badly for you. And look, I agree with you on the hypocrisy that the politicians who caused this, they're getting paid while other federal workers are not being paid. I mean, that's the height of hypocrisy.
Yeah. And like I said, it's not just one side. I know it's the Republicans could have gotten two votes for this one. I know that the Democrats are really strong and out, you know, holding out on some of their stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's both sides. I've been through Obama's furlough, two of Donald Trump's furloughs, now three of Donald Trump's. It's just, it's both sides, really.
Well, in the past, when there's been the threat of a shutdown, I said, "Hey, don't worry about it. They're going to come together at the last minute, and all this is politics. But they're going to come together at the last minute, and there's going to be no shutdown." But this time, I felt something was different, and I said yesterday, "I think there's going to be a shutdown. I think it's going to happen." So, Jeff, I hope things work out for you, and I appreciate the call.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.